This week, the NATO alliance has taken a stand against rising Chinese influence around the world, describing it as, quote, a challenge to the international order. Despite this, NATO member Hungary has been actively seeking Chinese investment, and that's recently led to protest against a proposed Chinese university in Budapest. Matt Bevan's been taking a look at this. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Fran. Yeah, this is a really interesting story. Over the last few years, we've become accustomed to protests against the government of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. They're generally, though, against Orban's increasing authoritarian tendencies and anti-LGBT policy platform. But these protests rarely, if ever, shift the position of Prime Minister Orban or his Fidesz party, which is why this controversy regarding Shanghai-based Fudan University is interesting. It actually seems to be putting political pressure on Viktor Orban's government.
We will stop the Fudan project and we will continue to take a stand every single time we see the government taking the side of a privileged 1% instead of representing the interests of 99% of people.
A bit of backstory here. Viktor Orban has, during his 11-year time as Prime Minister, pulled the country further and further away from the European Union, both by criticising the bloc directly, but also by running his country in a way that leads to direct criticism from the EU leaders. At the same time, he has been courting Chinese investment in Hungary. As part of that, he has built a track record of vetoing anti-Chinese bills in the European Parliament. Though, as independent investigative journalist Shabok Spanyi told Deutsche Welle, that hasn't got him all that far.
Hungary, I think, has vetoed the most in favour of China. So China is the number one beneficiary of Hungary's disruptive power inside the EU. But we don't actually see Chinese foreign direct investment flowing in, pouring in to the country.
So, in December 2019, Orban's government signed a memorandum of understanding with Shanghai-based Fudan University, one of the top universities in China, to build a campus of their university in Budapest on the banks of the Danube River. Since then, the project gradually has become more and more controversial. Leaked documents show that the government was planning to take out a $1.5 billion loan from a Chinese bank to cover the majority of the costs and would use Chinese contractors to complete the project by 2024, which made it quite unpopular. At the same time, Orban was attacking a different university, the Central European University, which was established by the prominent Hungarian-born billionaire, financier and philanthropist George Soros. George Soros, who is Jewish, is a favourite target for right-wing conspiracy theorists and politicians around the world who tend to use him as an all-purpose boogeyman. Donald Trump and Viktor Orban both have accused Soros of funding political movements against them, and Orban was so strident in this, he ended up chasing Soros' university out of his country. The mayor of Budapest, Gergely Karakszony, linked these two stories to criticise Orban.
Let's put the two next to each other. There was something which has offered an open education, did not cost a penny for Hungarian taxpayers, was a well-established university in Hungary, and was exiled. And now the government brings in another one, which represents the ideology of the Communist Party and costs the Hungarian taxpayers billions.
Gergely Karakszony, that guy there, the mayor of Budapest, who is hoping to run against Orban in next year's election, has led the campaign against the university.
The Fudan case is the final and complete moral suicide of Orban's party.
As part of his campaign, the mayor has renamed a number of streets in Budapest with names critical of China's human rights record. There's now a Dalai Lama Street, a Uyghur Martyrs Road, and a Free Hong Kong Road in Budapest. The campaign has also been kind of ugly at times, with proponents accusing China of basically only doing this for the purposes of espionage.
There's an increasing number of Chinese students flowing in to the country, and China is known for using its citizens, forcing them to feed information to Chinese intelligence. So the larger the Chinese footprint is in Hungary, the larger the risk of espionage.
The protests have been ramping up in recent weeks. But the interesting thing here, Fran, is opponents of Orban have struggled to gain traction generally against him in the last 11 years. The opponents are fragmented. They can't agree exactly on what they don't like about Orban and what to run against him on. But this issue appears to be the exception, galvanising the opposition against one thing just months out from an election. Orban is clearly concerned. He says the plan is on hold and will be put to a referendum. But still yesterday, four plots of land set aside previously for student accommodation projects were donated to this Fudan University project. It's an interesting story, though, Fran, and another it's interesting part of China's growing influence around the world.
Yeah, it's spreading everywhere. Matt, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.